Gareth Edwards.
If King Kong and Cloverfield and those sort of movies are like a September 11th event, then our film was more like the War on Terror in Afghanistan, where no one cares anymore, and it's very everyday and everyone's used to it. There's no one's running and screaming. It's life goes on.
Well, actually, that does that really well. You have this sort of normalcy, as you say, inside a really threatening situation, and yet it's also incredibly atmospheric. You shot in Guatemala, didn't you?
Yeah, because it's in our film, I'd never been to Mexico before we started filming. I had no idea exactly what to expect. And in our film, it's slightly post-apocalyptic. So it's slightly, because of this infected zone area and what's happened in, you know, when our film begins, it's supposed to be a little bit, I felt like it should be Mexico from like 30 years ago, or the Mexico I imagined in my mind, and that doesn't exist anymore. It's very much like the United States. And so we ended up going into Belize, Guatemala and Costa Rica to get that kind of texture of chicken buses and, you know, pigs in the street and all that sort of thing.
Now, you had a lot of adventures, I gather, making this film. You were the cinematographer as well. Yeah. How many people did you have?
I mean, essentially, for most of it, we had about four people. So I was,
wow.
Yeah. We had a sound man, had a line producer, and then a Spanish equivalent. And that was kind of our crew. And then
and the two actors.
We had the two actors, Scoot and Whitney, who play Calder and Sam. We were all in a van, and we literally did the road movie trip that the characters do. And we just drove around, and we had this, didn't even have a script. And everybody in the film, apart from Scoot and Whitney, are non-actors. They're people we just bumped into along the way and managed to talk them into being in a monster movie. And I found you can get really good performances from people who aren't actors, as long as you don't tell them how to behave. You can't say get angry or get upset.
No.
But you can, you just say what's happening, and then they will just do whatever they do, and often it'd be highly realistic. So yeah, it was crazy. We went, I mean, I've got loads of horror stories. There was shootings outside the hotel. There was
which country? In Guatemala?
That was in Guatemala, yeah. And then there was a prison break in the same town, and they decapitated the inmates, some of them, and they put their heads by the fence and things like this.
Oh my God.
It was,
how did you all cope with that?
Well, we tried to hide it from the actors because we didn't want to scare them. And so the producer hid it from me, and then we would hide it then. And then I'd find out at some point in the day that something crazy had happened. Then I'd hide it from them. And then at some point, Scoot would find out. And then Whitney, she actually speaks brilliant Spanish. And so so she would read it in the paper, and she probably knew more than we did about what was going on. But there was, they machine gunned down to, some drugs-related gang killed everyone in a cafe just before we got to this village. And so there was like 11 coffins in the street. And strangely, it was kind of strange because it's very much like the film in that you can be stood in a place and you look around, it's one of the most beautiful places you've ever been in your life. The people are so friendly, but just around the corner is potential death. Yet it just doesn't seem that way where you're stood. And the film's a bit like that. I mean, a lot of it probably infected the film, is like the experience that we went through.
Yeah. No, I mean, some of those scenes are just lovely scenes. The ones sitting around the fire in the forest at night with the guys that they eventually talk into being their guides.
Yeah. So,
to the last bit. They were fantastic. Well, they were beautiful faces.
Yeah, so they're not actors. They were just, a lot of them were just guys we found. And we shoot in one direction around the campfire, and we asked them questions like, have you ever seen a UFO? Where were you when the Mexican earthquake happened? You know, what do you think about what's going on in Iraq? And they would give us all these brilliant, realistic answers because they were just having a chat. And then we flipped the camera around and shot the actors talking to them. And instead they asked questions like, so have you ever seen a creature?
Yeah.
You know, what do you think to the bombings of America on these creatures and stuff? And so it felt like a real genuine conversation.
Gareth Edwards, director of Monsters. And if you like the genre, this is one of the better ones. It's rated M.